Homeward Bound, February 3, Greater Works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. John 14, verse 11. As Christ was speaking these words, the glory of God was shining from his countenance, and all present felt a sacred awe as they listened with rapt attention to his words. Their hearts were more decidedly drawn to him, and as they were drawn to Christ in greater love, they were drawn to one another. They felt that heaven was very near, and that the words to which they listened were a message to them from their heavenly Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Christ continued, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The Savior was deeply anxious for his disciples to understand for what purpose his divinity was united to humanity. He came to the world to display the glory of God, that we might be uplifted by its restoring power. God was manifested in him that he might be manifested in us. Jesus revealed no qualities and exercised no powers that we may not have through faith in him. His perfect humanity is that which all his followers may possess, if they will be in subjection to God as he was. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. By this, Christ did not mean that the disciples' work would be of a more exalted character than his, but that it would have greater extent. He did not refer merely to miracle working, but to all that would take place under the working of the Holy Spirit. After the Lord's ascension, the disciples realized the fulfillment of his promise. The scenes of the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Christ were a living reality to them. They saw that the prophecies had been literally fulfilled. They searched the Scriptures and accepted their teaching with a faith and assurance unknown before. They knew that the divine teacher was all that he had claimed to be. As they told their experience and exalted the love of God, hearts were melted and subdued, and multitudes believed on Jesus. The Savior's promise to his disciples is a promise to his church to the end of time. God did not design that his wonderful plan to redeem humanity should achieve only insignificant results. All who will go to work, trusting not in what they themselves can do, but in what God can do for and through them, will certainly realize the fulfillment of his promise. Greater works than these shall ye do, he declares, because I go unto my Father. The Desire of Ages, pages 664 and 667.